Yitzchak was explaining to us that there were different sections of Spain, and each section has a different name, Catalonia, and he heard it many times. This is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, believe it or not, and it's relevant to Halacha L'maaseh. We all know that there was one of the several charamim that the Rabbeinu Gershon made was that you're not permitted to marry more than one wife, unless it's an extreme case. Let's say the wife is institutionalized and she can't function. So then if you have 100 rabbanim from 3 different medinas who consider the situation and agree that we should lift the chem der Rabbeinu Gershon in this particular case, and then that's called the hetamei rabbanim. 100 rabbanim have to be from 3 different medinas. So the Shulchan Aruch says the 3 medinas don't have to be Asia, Europe, and Africa. In America, it could be Catalonia and Aragon and Saragossa, whatever they tell you, the different sections of Spain. So now we know what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. It's interesting, we were talking about the Ramban's debate. These debates were disaster. Usually they were disaster for the Jewish people. Usually the Rabban would get killed, or whoever would be representing the Jewish people would lose his life. So it's interesting. A positive thing came out from these debates. When the Islam or the Catholics were pressuring the Jews to convert to their religion, so the Jews had to formulate clearly, what does our religion stand for? That's where the Rambam didn't participate in any debates, but the Rambam writes what he considers are the 13 Ikorei HaEmunah. Because there was so much pressure from the different religions, so they had to formulate what is different between our religion and their religion. The Ramban, who did participate in the debates, he certainly had to formulate clearly what's the difference. So the Rambam and the Ramban both agree on a certain point, that one of the 13 principles, the Rambam lists off 13, the Ramban doesn't hold from the 13, yeah, they have more than 13. It's problematic why the Rambam only lists off 13 Ikorei HaEmunah. We at Ikorei HaEmunah, we believe in Bechira Chofshes. The Rambam never mentioned Bechira Chofshes. There are a lot of Ikorei which the Rambam did mention. Apparently, he listed off those 13 that were points of debate during his lifetime, points of disagreement. So one of the points that the Rambam and the Ramban both agree upon, and other Gedolim did not agree upon, was the Iker, the principle, Shezos HaTorah Lo Sahim Muchlefes, that the laws of the Torah are immutable. When the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the dinim to Moshe Rabbeinu, so some of the dinim were intended as a Heruah Shoah. The Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Bnei Yisrael that before they leave Egypt, they have to knock on the next door neighbor's door and ask for matanas. And when they eat the Korban Pesach, they have to have Masnechem Chagurim, Nalechem Beraglechem, and Makelchem Beyetchem, Achalt Mosa Bechipozon. They have to eat the Korban Pesach quickly, they have to be all ready with their shoes on, ready to go marching, even though they're not going to go till the morning. That's only a din, Al Yetzi Yishmin Pesach Beisad Boker, no one's allowed to leave his house until the morning. These demons don't apply to Doris. These were special Hayruah Shoah that only applied in connection with the Pesach Mitzrayim. There's a din you're not allowed to leave over the mon till the next morning. That doesn't apply in the future generations, even if there would be mon. The din doesn't apply. It was only Hayruah Shoah in that generation. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave a lot of dinim that were only intended as a Hayruah Shoah, as a nevuah for that generation. But all the other dinim that Moshe Rabbeinu told Bnei Yisrael as mitzvos, so that a mitzvah by definition means a mitzvah that applies throughout all the generations. That's how Rashi quotes from the Tanoim in the beginning of Parshas Tzav. Ein loshen tzav ve loshen ziras miyad ladoros. Mitzvah is a technical term that only applies to an obligation which is binding throughout all the future generations. So when you're trying to list off, the Rambam has 14 klolim. There's a big literature, very fascinating literature, on which are the 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara and the Midrashim make a statement that there's 613 mitzvahs. Gemara never says which they are. So there's a tremendous literature on this topic, which are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam was not the first, he was not the last. And he gives you his 14 guiding principles how to determine what belongs and what doesn't belong. And then the second half of his Sefer HaMitzvos, which was written in Arabic, we use the Hebrew translation, second half he lists off which, in his opinion, are the mitzvah says and the mitzvah lo says. So both the Rambam and the Ramban subscribe to this principle, that you can only include in the minyan HaMitzvos a mitzvah which is binding throughout all the future generations. Something that's only Hayruah Shoah, only applies in that one generation, doesn't belong in the minyan HaMitzvos. And they both insist that this is an Iker in our Emunah, that even if a prophet will come, you see, because the Islam claims that Muhammad was a prophet and he came and he said the laws of Moses no longer apply. He changed the laws in the Torah. And the Christians claim that Yoshua was a prophet and he came and he said that God told him the laws of the Torah no longer apply. So what's the explanation? Why don't we follow? Basically, they both subscribe to Judaism, but they say a prophet came and he changed everything. So the Sefer HaIkarim by Rabbi Yosef Albo, who was also from Spain, he also was involved in a public debate, and then he wrote down the whole book, Sefer HaIkarim. After the debate, he wrote down what he thinks of Ikari Hamun. So Rabbi Yosef Albo doesn't subscribe. Rabbi Yosef Albo didn't write the Sefer HaMitzvos. He didn't write other things. He wrote the Sefer HaIkarim. So he disagrees with the Rambam and the Rambam. He says that the laws of the Torah can't change. And he proves it from the fact that the Torah has a din that you're not supposed to have names for the months of the Jewish calendar. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, the names that we have were given to the months after the Jewish people came back from Golus Bavel. That's what it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Shmos Chadoshim Helo Imohim Ibohim, when the Jews came back. So until then, so we follow the din in the Chumash. Achodesh is Alechem Rosh Chodoshim. Nisan is Achodesh HaRishon, then it's Achodesh HaSheni, and today was Rosh Chodesh of the Chodesh HaRavi, the fourth month. And Tisha B'Av is not the ninth day of Av, it's the ninth day of the Chodesh HaChamishi. Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaAsiri. The months don't have names, they have numbers. And then after we came back from Golus Bavel, so they changed it. So you see, must have been that a prophet came. Ezra was a prophet, and Ezra came and he said that the law changed. The law no longer applies. That's how the Sefer HaYikarim says. He doesn't consider this an Iker El Emunah, that the laws of the Torah cannot change. So why don't we accept Islam, or why don't we accept Christianity? So the answer is because Muhammad was a Meshugana, that's why he wasn't a prophet, and Yoshka was a Shakran, and he wasn't a prophet. But if a prophet would come and say that God changed his mind, so the Sefer HaYikarim is prepared to say that we'll change all the laws of the Torah. So the Rambam and the Rambam say, no, that's not. The Rambam and the Rambam both preceded Albo. Albo is picking on the Rambam. So they say it's not correct. This is a principle that you only include in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. See, Rabbi Yosef Albo didn't write a Sefer HaMitzvahs. So he didn't have to think about this. But the Rambam and the Rambam both worked on the area of Minyan HaMitzvahs. So they postulate the klal. There's Nevuah, and there's a Mitzvah. And Nevuah means a Hirashah. Other Nevi'im can also have a Hayra Asha. Moshe Rabbeinu is not the only Nevi. There are Nevi'im before Moshe Rabbeinu, after Moshe Rabbeinu. They can give a Hayra Asha. But the only one who is given Dinim L'Dor, is the only one who is given Torah Mitzvahs that's binding throughout all the future generations, was Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why the Rambam and the Ramban postulate as a cloud. Whatever is a mitzvah, whatever was intended as a Din L'Dor and is included in the number of 613 mitzvahs, cannot change. And they give a whole explanation, why it cannot change. This issue that Rabbi Yosef Albo raised, that we see that the laws of the Torah do change, because when the Jews came back from Golus Bavel, so instead of referring to the months with numbers, they call them by names. So the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash explains, this is not that the law changed. The law is, the din in the Chumash is that you have to incorporate the Geula into the Luach. So after Geulas Mitzrayim, the din required that we should count the months starting from a Chodesh HaRishon as Chodesh Nisan, the Chodesh HaGul. After Golus Bavel, so the same din in the Chumash required we should incorporate the Geula from Golus Bavel into the Luach. So the Navi Ezra came and he said that now the Halacha in the Chumash requires, not that we're no longer in fulfillment of the din in the Chumash, we are fulfilling the mitzvah by giving the names to the months. To incorporate a zecher to the geula from Golus Bavel into the Luach. It's not that the din changed. This is the way we have to fulfill the mitzvah of Achodesh Mitzalachem after the geula from Golus Bavel. So it's interesting, today's Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So yesterday was Parshas Chukas. So on the normal circumstances, Chukas has a different haftarah, but Yiftoch HaGil Odi, a whole story from Shoftim. But because it was Rosh Chodesh, so we said the special haftarah HaShemayim Kisi. So that's the very last chapter in the Navi Yeshaya. And next to the last, Navi Yeshaya ends off on a very bad note, that the Rishonim are going to be punished. So whenever we conclude a Nevuah, if it ends like Sefer Echos, ends off on a very bad note. So we say next to the last pasuk, we say it over again. So the same thing, the last pasuk in Yeshaya, the last pasuk in the Haftarah talks about punishment for the Rishayim. So we say over next to the last pasuk again. So the pasuk says, "Vayomi dechodesh b'chodesh midei Shabbos b'Shabbato yavok kol basar zeshtachlos lufanai amar Hashem." That Lasi Lava, the third Beis Hamikdash, will be built, and every Rosh Chodesh midei chodesh b'chodesh, and every Yontif, it says midei Shabbos b'Shabbato, doesn't mean Shabbos, it means Yontif, like it says you count Sfiros Hayom. I mean Machos HaShabbos means the word Shabbos sometimes in Tanakh means Yontif. So the pasuk says that Lasi Lavoi, the Jewish people will be oil regel to visit the Rebbeinu Shlomo and the Beis Hamikdash on Rosh Chodashim and on Yamim Tovim. So the Medrash has a comment. The Medrash Yalkut Shemani has a comment on that pasuk that all the years of the Golus, the Jewish people are crying out to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we're davening to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, give us a break, give us back the Beis Hamikdash. We want to bring the Korbanos, we want to bring the Musafim. We want to be oil regel on Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says to us, Kindalach, you feel bad that you missed Aliyah LaRegel all these years of the Golus Bavel, all the years of the present Golus Edom. Lasid Lavoi, you'll have an opportunity to come oil regel every Rosh Chodesh. Midei Chodesh v'Chodesh, Midei Shabbos, not only Midei Shabbos v'Shabbato, not only will you be able to be oil regel on the Shalosh Golem, you'll be able to be oil regel on Rosh Chodesh. That's what it says in the Medrash, interpreting that verse. So this is problematic. If you accept what the Rambam and the Ramban said, that the laws of the Torah never change, if you say like Rabbi Yosef Albo, that if a Navi comes along, a bona fide Navi, he can tell you that the laws change. So the Navi Yeshaya was a bona fide Navi, as up that law, said, love it, the din is going to change. But we don't, usually we don't accept what the Albo said. We accept what the Rambam and the Ramban said, that the laws of the Torah do not change. So what do you do with this Medrash? Medrash says on the Pasuk that law says, love it. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, you feel bad that you missed so much Aliyah L'Regel, so Lo Silova, he's going to tell us, so come visit the Beis HaMikdash and every Rosh Chodesh. I think what you have to say is, that it's not only Lo Silova, this was always, we always had the opportunity. We are only, there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that you're obligated to do, that's a mitzvah chiyuvis, and then there's a mitzvah sarshus. You're not mechuyev to do this, but if you do it, you get a kiyum mitzvah. So apparently the Medrash understands that all along, during the period of the Mishkan and the Bais Rishon and the Bais Sheni, all along, if the people would want to be oil regel on Rosh Chodesh, there would be a mitzvah kiyumis. If you don't want to, you don't have to, but if they would volunteer to, there would be such a mitzvah. So the Rebbeinu Shlom says, you feel bad that you missed all the aliyah regel all these years. So in the Lasid Lava, seize the opportunity to come visit on all the Rosh Chodesh, not just on Shalosh Rigol. And proof that this is the case is from the Pasuk and say from Malachim. The Pasuk says that Elisha Hanavi brought back a baby who had died, a child who had died. There was a woman who didn't have any children and he gave her a blessing, she should have a baby. And then when the baby grew up, he went out to help the father on the farm when they were working and he got a sunstroke and he died. Then Elisha brought the child back to life. So that he did Tchias HaMeisim like Elisha. Oh, no, he did Tchias HaMeisim, so Elisha also did Tchias HaMeisim. So when the wife said the wife didn't want to tell her husband that the child died, so she prepared the horse and the wagon to go to visit Elisha Navi to tell him that the son died. So the husband asks, why is she going? The husband asks him, why are you going to visit the Navi? Today is neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Yom Tov. The Gemara says Shabbos means Shalosh Rigol. So why are you going to visit the Navi? So the Gemara says from this pasuk you see that it's a mitzvah to visit the Rebbe on Shalosh Rigol. But it says L'chodesh Hayom. What is a mitzvah to visit the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh? So the Nadi Yehuda has a famous comment in one of his Jews. He writes that the Gemara says that Chayv Adam L'Hakbal Penabra B'Regel Yimuchiv to visit the Rebbe on Sholosh Regalim, that only applied this mantra Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. When you're visiting the Beis HaMikdash, you're visiting the Shechina, so then there's a din, you should be Mechabed the Rebbe also. But this mantra ain't Beis HaMikdash Kayim, we're not visiting the Beis HaMikdash, we're not visiting the Shechina, you can't assume that there's a mitzvah in our Torah to visit the Rebbe. There's a chiv to be Mechabed the Rebbe more than to be Mechabed the Rebbe. More than to be mechabed the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Gemara says you're not supposed to stay, you're not allowed to stand up more than once a day and once a night for the Rebbe. Because we only say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad once in the daytime, once in the nighttime. So there can't be an obligation to be mechabed the Rabbanim more than the obligation to be mechabed the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's what the Rabbi Yehuda says, the obligation to visit the Rebbe is supposed to correspond to the obligation to be Oyle Regel to visit the Shechina. So the husband tells his wife, this was before the Bayis HaShlishi. This is during the period of the Bayis Rishon. So he tells his wife, Lo Chodesh Hayom, Lo Shabbos. Today is neither Rosh Chodesh nor is it Sholosh Regong. So you see from the Pesukim that there was always an Inyan to visit the Rebbe on Rosh Chodoshim, because there was always an Inyan to visit the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodoshim. It was always a mitzvah service shus. You weren't L'chuyif to on Sholosh Regong, it was a Chiyav Aliyah L'Regel. You're obligated to. Rosh Chodoshim is not a Chiyav, it's a Rishus. So that's what the Medrash means at the end of Ishai, that Lo Si Lavoi, Baruch Shalom says, you feel bad that you missed all the Aliyah L'Regel. So be Aliyah L'Regel, seize the opportunity, be Aliyah L'Regel, and every Rosh Chodesh. You know, there's in Eretz Yisrael, they have a minig, a practice, I'm not going to call it a minig, or a practice, and every Erev Rosh Chodesh, they have buses going to Maris HaMachpelah. A lot of people go be mispallel by Maris HaMachpelah. And every Erev Rosh Chodesh. This is based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says, Eliyahu Hanavi used to come learn in Rav Yehuda Hanasi's yeshiva. So once on Rosh Chodesh, he came late. So they asked him, how come he came late? So he says, he gives a correct, and he says, every Rosh Chodesh, he has to go to the Maris HaMachpelah, he has to wake up Avraham Avinu, wash Negel Vasa, daven with him, and then put him back to sleep. And he wakes up Yitzchak Avinu, as if tzaddikim imisasim kruim chaim, they're just sleeping, so they have to wash until it's yadai. He wakes up Yitzchak Avinu, washes his hands, he dams with him, and he puts him back to sleep. Then he wakes up Yankov Avinu, he washes his hands, he dams with him, and he puts him back to sleep. So that's it. Took so long, so that's why he came late to the base medrash. So the Yes Eliyahu Navi, why are you so inefficient? Why don't you wake all three of them up at the same time? And daven once with all three together, so it'll take one third of the time. So he said, they don't allow me in Hashemayim. If all the three of us were davening together, that the Rebbeinu Shalom should send Mashiach, he would be forced to send Mashiach. So they don't allow me. Eliyahu Navi says, in Hashemayim, they don't permit me to wake up all the three of us, they should all daven together. But that Agadat in the Gemara is based on this pasuk. How does it say, every Rosh Chodesh, Yavok Kol Basar. So the Marsha says Kol Basar means the living and the dead.
Right.
Not only the living people are supposed to visit the Beis HaMikdash, the dead people are supposed to also pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's based on that Agadat in the Gemara Bav Metzia that they have this practice in Eretz Yisrael, that on every, they have buses going from different cities, from Yerushalayim, from other cities, from Abraham. So they go every Erev Rosh Chodesh to go daven in the Maris HaMachpelah because the Medrash has it, the Gemara in Bava Metzia has it, that the Ovis daven. Eliyahu Navi wakes up the Ovis and they all daven on Rosh Chodesh. We should all daven well. Our prayers should be answered today and yesterday Rosh Chodesh. We should all be there to see the Beis HaMikdash.